Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the federal government has come through with $60 million in assistance to deal with the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. The entire span gave way after it was hit by a large container ship. Six construction workers were on the bridge at the time. Two bodies were recovered Wednesday. The other four are presumed dead. Emily Hofstetter with member station WYPR says there are also possible environmental issues.
There was some hazardous material on the cargo ship that could have been containers of hazmats, including corrosives, flammables, lithium ion batteries. Some of those may have breached. There is a bit of conflicting information from the Coast Guard and the NTSB. What is important right now is that there isn't any indication that there is an immediate environmental disaster looming from those. Environmental authorities are aware no oil spill protocol has been activated.
Massive barges carrying cranes will begin the work of clearing twisted metal and debris there. Russia is blocking a group of experts from reporting on U.N. sanction violations on North Korea. It comes after the U.S. and others accused Russia of buying North Korean weapons to use against Ukraine. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
For a decade and a half, the Security Council has backed the so-called panel of experts reporting on North Korea. But this year, Russia vetoed a resolution to renew the group's mandate. And U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says looking over the recent reports, it's clear why.
The panel began reporting in the last year on Russia's blatant violations of the U.N. Security Council resolutions, in addition to the DPRK's persistent sanctions evasion efforts within Russia's jurisdiction.
Russia's ambassador to the UN says the sanctions are detached from reality and are just an attempt by the U.S. to, quote, strangle North Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A new report finds social media companies have collectively made nearly 100 changes to their platforms in order to comply with new standards in the United Kingdom to make online spaces safer for kids. As NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, several U.S. states are also pursuing online safety legislation modeled after the British one.
The UK's Children's Code, which went into effect in 2020, is aimed at improving online safety for kids. Since then, social media companies have announced tweaks to their platforms to meet those standards. For example, Instagram announced it would filter comments considered to be bullying. The changes are also intended to help kids put away their screens. For example, TikTok is putting a curfew on push notifications for minors after a certain time at night, depending on their age. Last year, California passed a law to improve online safety for kids that was modeled after the British standards, but it's been blocked by a federal judge. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street to wind down the first quarter. The Dow was up 47 points. The Nasdaq fell 20 points. This is NPR. A lawyer representing former President Donald Trump in his Georgia election interference case is arguing the prosecution seeks to criminalize First Amendment free speech rights. At a pretrial hearing today, Trump's attorney said a sitting president expressing concerns about an election is the, quote, height of political free speech. Prosecution, for its part, says Trump's efforts to convince state officials to overturn election results there are not protected speech and integral to criminal activity. The Pan American Health Organization says the region has seen more than 3 million dengue cases so far this year. That is a record high. Brazil's been hit especially hard, as NPR's Gabriela Manuel reports.
Puerto Rico's health department says so far this year it's seen more than 500 cases of this mosquito-borne disease. That's more than normal, and experts expect to see upwards of 10,000 dengue cases.
We're going to have a lot of cases. I mean, at this point, you can't avoid it.
Grayson Brown runs the Puerto Rico Vector Control Unit. His team is focused on limiting the mosquito population.
Yeah, I've got a big team here, 60-something people, and we're working throughout Puerto Rico 19 hours a day.
Most cases are mild, but the disease can be deadly. Experts say factors like climate change and urbanization are to blame for the growing number of dengue cases. Gabriela Emanuel, NPR News.
Puerto Rico declared a public health emergency this week. Crude oil futures prices posted a strong rebound today on the prospect of OPEC continuing with production cuts. Oil up more than 2% a barrel to $83.17 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.